Track 7, Normal for Norfolk. Well, I said earlier that perhaps I should get out more because it would help me with the quiz. So I'm going to be listening carefully to this next slot. Here's Dorothy to tell us what we should be looking out for and where we should be going in our wonderful county.
Where would you take someone visiting Norfolk for the first time? From the Broads to the coast, to royal spots and our fine city, our county is rich with places to show off to those visiting. Here are six spots, according to readers of the Norwich Evening News, which they would take someone visiting Norfolk for the first time. How about starting with a boat trip at Wroxham? The Norfolk Broads are one of the UK's 15 national parks and Britain's third largest inland navigation area. They were dug out in medieval times for peat, which was used for fuel. In the 14th century, these peat diggings flooded and the Broads we know today were formed. A trip down the river at Wroxham is just the tonic for a relaxing day, especially on a paddle boat with onboard bar. All the fun of the seaside at Cromer Pier. Cromer Pier is a landmark of our county, known for its end-of-pier shows and families fishing for crabs. The Grade 2 listed pier is one of the only five UK seaside piers with a fully working theatre, with an end-of-pier show performed over Christmas and a proper summer show. There is also a year-round programme of events, from tribute acts to comedians. Architecture and religion at Norwich Cathedral. Norwich Cathedral spire has risen above our fine city skyline for more than 900 years. Originally a Benedictine monastery, the cathedral has recently hosted Dippy the Dinosaur, a full-size cast of a Diplodocus and a helter-skelter slide. Budge, the cathedral cat, can be found snoozing in the warm nooks of the grand landmark. About visiting the only place in Norfolk where the sun sets over the sea. Yes, it's Hunstanton. Thousands of grey seals come up onto the beach at Horsey and Winterton between November and late January to give birth and mate. It is thought that roughly half of the world's population of grey seals live around the British coastline, and the Norfolk coast is a favourite spot of theirs, with lots of pups seen each year. It is important to seal the views from a distance, and please keep dogs on leads. While we are in the west of the county, how about doffing your cap at some royals at Sandringham? Sandringham House is one of the royal homes of King Charles III, whose grandfather, George VI, and great-grandfather, George V, both died there. Links to the monarchy go back to 1862, and Sandringham House is open to the public Monday to Sunday, excluding Fridays, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. All year-round circus fun at the Hippodrome in Great Yarmouth. Showman George Gilbert built the Hippodrome Circus in 1903. It was designed by architect Ralph Scott Cockrell and is one of a few purpose-built permanent circuses in England still in operation, with the added rarity of the circus floor sinking into a pool. Yes, you heard correctly. The circular circus ring descends and is replaced by a swimming pool with divers, synchronised swimmers and other water-based acts. You can really feel the temperature change when the water pours in. Do you have a favourite part of Norfolk? Where would you recommend to someone visiting? Do let us know. Details of getting in touch are given at the end of this recording.
Thank you, Dorothy. So many interesting places to visit. I'll certainly make a note of where to go on a fine day.